This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On January 4, the Washington Times published an article dealing with a question as to why Israel is hated today by the entire world. And the article said, Secretary of State John Kerry, echoing other policymakers in the Obama administration, blasted Israel last week in a 70-minute rant about its supposedly self-destructive policies. Why does the world, including now the United States, single out liberal and lawful Israel but refrain from chastising truly illiberal countries? Later on it says, in terms of hearkening back to the Palestinian refugee crisis that started in the late 1940s, no one talks today in similar fashion about the Jews who survived the Holocaust and walked home only to find that their houses in Eastern Europe were gone or occupied by others. Much less do we recall the 11 million German civilians who were ethnically cleansed from Eastern Europe in 1945 by the Soviets and their imposed communist governments. Partly the reason for such inordinate criticism of Israel is sheer cowardice. Partly the cause of global hostility toward Israel is jealousy. The astounding success of Israel bothers so many failed states that the entire world takes notice. But partly the source of anti-Israelism is ancient anti-Semitism. The world's problem is that Israelis are Jews. Of course, there's another reason. And the other reason is that it has been prophesied in the Bible that this would happen, that the entire world would hate the Jews in these end times. But I like to focus today on anti-Semitism, because rightly understood, that is one of the two major reasons why Christianity is in the state it is in. You see, Christianity today believes that Christ came to do away with the law, that today we are under grace, which means God accepts us the way we are and we don't have to obey the law anymore because the law has been done away. And the reason why this is so important is because originally people didn't try to justify this concept based on the Bible. The motive was anti-Semitism. You see, the quote-unquote Christian church wanted to do away with everything which sounded Jewish. So they did away with the quote-unquote Jewish Sabbath, replacing it with Sunday, the quote-unquote Day of the Lord, the way they called it. They did away with the annual holy days, which are also called Sabbath in the Bible, replacing them with so-called Christian festivals such as Christmas or Easter. The controversy regarding the Passover and Easter shows us this. They did away with the quote-unquote Jewish Passover, replacing it with Easter, and then started counting in different ways. And that, of course, goes hand in hand with the other major reason, and that is pagans already kept Sunday. They already kept Christmas. They already kept Easter. They already had their ideas, their injunctions, and so the quote-unquote Christian church wanted to embrace them into their fold. And so they said, okay, let's get them in. Let's keep those rites, those rituals, but let's put a Christian mantle on them. Anti-Semitism was extremely important in this process. Then and now, when we tell people today that the Sabbath still has to be kept, they say, oh, are you Jewish? That is the first reaction. That was only given to the Jews, even though we are saying that Christianity is built on the Judeo-Christian foundation. And so the idea is Christ came to do away with the law, and all we have to do is to accept God's grace. And that is a terrible misunderstanding if we don't understand what grace actually means. We have prepared a booklet, my friends, and this booklet is extremely important for you to read. It is titled God's Law or God's Grace. God's Law or God's Grace? Because quite frankly, it's not a question of or, it is an issue of ants. You see, you need to understand the proper procedure. You need to understand what the Bible really says, not doing away with God's commandments and replacing them with your own traditions and the own desires of your heart. This will actually save you if you apply what you can learn in this booklet. It can save you from eternal death. It can save your life, your physical life, as well as your eternal life. Because terrible times are going to come. The Bible talks about the great tribulation. And Christ says that because of lawlessness abounding, the love of many will grow cold. You see, love is the concept of keeping the commandments, as the Apostle John is telling us. People will come to Christ and they say, "Oh, we have done in your name great things." And Christ says, "Depart from me, I never knew you, because you were engaged in lawlessness, in iniquity, in transgression of the law." So something is obviously very wrong with the idea that Christ came to do away with the law, and that all we need today is grace. You see, many people are afraid today of World War III. I have a statistic here in front of me, which was published by The Independent on January 7, saying that the majority of people in the United States, in Great Britain, in Europe would include in this case Germany and France and other countries, they are afraid of World War III, which could start, according to their idea, as early as this year, 2017. And they're talking about nuclear war. Why is it? Because people have no more concepts as to what is right and what is wrong. And they are afraid. And they don't really believe that God could help them. And they are trying to do all kinds of things to prevent the disaster, which Christ says is going to come. Now, he didn't say what year, but he said there will be so great tribulation that no flesh would even be saved alive unless I came to shorten those days. Morals are no longer an issue. Pretty soon we'll probably have a new king in Great Britain. And Prince Charles is a very controversial figure. We are talking about a person, and the International Business Times wrote about this on January 5, who is also going to be the defender of the faith and the head of the Church of England. But he is somebody who has lived in adultery, who has then gotten a divorce from his prior wife, and he has then married another person, also somebody who had been divorced, but they had been living in adultery together while these marriages, especially the marriage by Prince Charles, was still going on. And so people are a little bit uncomfortable with him being the defender of the faith, but then they don't really seem to care too much about these things anymore, because after all, are we not under grace? There's no more obligation, is there, to keep the law. Now, this booklet, God's Law or God's Grace, goes in all of these arguments which people have come up with, trying to explain from the Bible as to why the law of the Ten Commandments and of the statutes and of the judgments are no longer to be kept. And so we are asking the question, what does it mean that Christ said he came to fulfill the law? Is Christ the end of the law? Did Christ nail the law to the cross? What does it mean to be free from and dead to the law? What does it mean when we read about cursed for keeping the law? Are we cursed for keeping the law? Are Gentiles free from the Old Testament law? Are there no more written rules? How do we keep God's law from the heart? All you need is faith, is another chapter in this booklet. And then finally, the new commandment of Jesus. This goes into the law, the first part. The second part goes into grace. And so the question, of course, which has to be asked first is, what exactly is God's grace? Many people have no clue, and they have transformed God's grace into license to sin, and sin being the transgression of the law. And then, of course, you have the chapter, does grace free us from obedience? And finally, we talk about the idea, what does it mean not to be under law, but under grace? These are important questions for you to know. Please stay tuned to this program because we will make an important announcement at the end of this program. But again, I am encouraging you to ask for a free booklet because, frankly, this may save your physical and ultimately your eternal life. It is that important. Thanks very much for listening and for viewing. And this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Did Christ come to abolish the law of the Ten Commandments? Or is it still to be kept today? What is grace? What does it mean to be under grace and no longer under the law? Does it matter how we live to inherit eternal life? Do we have to do something to inherit salvation? What is the meaning of God's law, and is it even possible for us to keep it? What is the meaning of God's grace, and what effect does it have on us? To request a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org or click here. Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.